The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. The clock on Iran continues to tick. More after this from Charlie. Back in Israel after his U.S. trip, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's not holding a stopwatch. An attack on Iran is not a matter of days or weeks, but nor is it a matter of years. Conclusion by Israeli headline writers, we're talking months. And speaking of stopwatches, in a 60 Minutes interview airing Sunday, the former director of the Israeli Mossad, whose job it was to buy time by sabotaging Iran's nuclear ambitions, also seemed to be in no immediate hurry. He even described Iranian President Ahmadinejad as rational.
Maybe it's not exactly rational based on what I call Western thinking, but no doubt that they are considering all the implications of their action.
Israelis are also considering the implications. Israeli commentator Mika Halpern quoted a report that Iran sent a top general to Lebanon, presumably to coordinate a response by anti-Israeli groups to any attack.
What this would do is fundamentally force Israel to spread its defense shield very thin in order to both protect itself from Lebanon, Hamas from the south, and Iran potentially from the east.
And as for the consequences of inaction, on CNN, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency came very close to saying that Iran may be lying big time.
We have information that Iran has engaged in activities relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices.
So you think Iran might be lying?
Iran is not telling us everything.
And in fact, photos have now surfaced of workers at an Iranian nuclear facility apparently trying to clean up traces of a type of radiation associated with a neutron device designed to set off nuclear explosions. Well, at least it's not the Cuban Missile Crisis. Yet. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.